Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your blood preacher, Havoc. Choir boy of Death Ghetto G will join us very shortly. And I think we're going to go on a track by our new boys. One of our new boys, actually. Go to my name, a casket. Of course, Straight Jacket Records. Right out here in CT. So here we go. This is Casket with Kill 'Em All.
Kill 'em all right now. Kill 'em.
we proud, kill them all, and that's that.
This is what the underground beat on the sound, boom, boom, cell block, cycle, seven and seven, with you bitches, and then you feel a kick in your cheek, bust it out your knees, now try to speak, fire tied to your feet, take your body all over the street, take your body up like a fucking meat, kill as well, never get the beat, raise us like your cheek, cause we fucking tweet, won't stop this killing spree, we won't flee from the scene, run after we're screwed, with no machete in it, for the plan, more death than the death of man, worth it, then dodge it. For an after ride, broke up the band, rip up your shit, with kept your mind to go in your party in a trash bin. Since we got the ears and slash a bash and burn a bird, gas, park that, kill us, going up to the CDB, maybe messy or clear.
Up next, KMK, Everybody Move.
Everybody move now, take some action, make some action, yeah, take some action. Life is short, that's why the action, revolution, got to happen.
Let me know when you
Up next, Cut Calhoun, Naked.
It's time to get naked. You don't want to be in that top syrup burning, you know that it's hot. It's time to get naked. You ain't got to be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean. It's time to get naked. When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me. Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me. Naked. Even if you ain't that cute, stripped down to your birthday suit. Get
hello, we're up in the club raid, the boom boom room, with negligence don't pay, see your body, get on the body, it's okay, be proactive, you can just treat it like marmalade, so preserve your sexy and rip the rind off, everybody up in this bitch getting their grind on, and you all in the corner like you sniffed the night off, somebody better check his vitals, cause all I see is big hips, big ass, tits and eyeballs, looking for a dick to slide on, waiting to saddle up and ride on, a Clydesdale thug, and a couple of niggas with they eyes. Phones partying, getting fucked up. So join the festivities. The more pussy off in the room, the less enemies. We about to act a buffoon. The sex energy can literally shoot through the roof. And it's time to get naked.
You don't wanna be in that top syrup burning. You know that it's hot. It's time to get naked. You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean. It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me,
give it to me.
Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked. Even if you ain't that cute, stripped down. It's time to get naked.
Strong now, we ain't throwing now. But if she get naked, we break it, then she gone, huh? To the pad, to get drunk and be bad. Now her boyfriend mad, cause when he got it, it was gone, huh? At the video, had a pretty hoe giddy and witty. Plus, she know I do music like Livio. Show me tickle bitties and yes, a little video. Wait for the face, was looking funny like a video. So I shook the spot, yes, I booked and got with an Amazon chick that looked it hot. King Magazine Queen, straight from Brooklyn, huh? What I gotta do to get through her apple bottoms to get in that box. Sean Malcolm said it was basic. Eat then watch Black Dynamite and get wasted. Then if she like a strange chain watching your bracelet, you can probably taste it. Yates is in the place to get naked. Naked.
You don't wanna be in that top syrup burning, you know that it's hot. It's time to get naked. You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean. It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me,
give it to me.
Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked. Even if you ain't that cute. Strip down to your birthday suit.
There's a party planned with the
naked women dance. There's a hole in the wall where the men can see it all.
It's time to get naked.
Like you're on a nudist colony, you're new, just follow me. A new psychology
makes it
easier for you to market and pursue. No matter in how cute your body be,
take it
off. Then take it down to a basic squat. Then shake it round until you make it start to quake the ground to the earthquake. Mommy, it's safe and sound. You are now officially groomed and whom soon to be a valid member of the boom boom room. Now it's time to play monkey see, monkey do, and pretend that you on your honeymoon.
It's time to get naked.
You don't wanna be in that top syrup burn, and you know that it's hot.
It's time to get naked.
You ain't gotta be in them jeans. Take them off, make sure that it's clean.
It's time to get naked.
When I tell you, give it to me, give it to me,
give it to me.
Thirsty, you're looking like the liquor to me.
Naked.
Even if you ain't that cute, strip down to your birthday suit.
It's time to get naked.
Hell yeah, nigga, this motherfucker was off the hook.
Nigga, I told you, I told you.
I'm gonna be here every motherfucking Saturday, every Friday. On mama's, nigga.
On my mama?
And we're back, motherfuckers. So check it out. Y'all get a little fucking taste, a little sample of what Straight Jacket is going to be unleashing for you motherfuckers. Now, of course, you know, my boy Cashman came up on here. Well, last night I talked about the horror Coast to Coast mixtape. It's going to be dope, and y'all get a little fucking sample of this shit. So, I got my hands on it, the fucking horror Coast to Coast sampler. So, get ready. Just dropping on fucking September 3rd. Make sure to fucking get it. So here we go with the sampler. And definitely make sure to let us know what y'all think about it.
Version of
battle, so y'all thinking, damn, this is true. When you hear black folks screaming, man versus food, let's be motherfuckers walking down my street, get fucked up, kidnapped and sectioned into me. What you want for dinner? Intestines are oblique. I got enough bodies to feed my ass for weeks. Let's be motherfuckers walking down my street, get fucked up, kidnapped and sectioned into me. What you want for dinner? Intestines are oblique. I got enough bodies to feed my ass for
weeks. Fuck yeah. Fuck ya, I don't need ya. You act stuck up, you'll get fucked up next time I see ya. Caught up and stored up in my freezer. Kidnapped and dragged in my house where I keep ya. Muzzled and gagged, blinded and leave ya out there, but I won't feed ya. Haunted, starved ya, have it a carver, stolen a harbor, harbor. You was a hostage in my closet and barter with police. Take your father, thugs that were harsher than murder. And put you on a leash, ran my property. I'll probably have cops watching me, but obviously it doesn't bother me. The shit needs to be planned properly. That's why I approach cautiously and talk to us. Then start stalking us. Follow a home and knock on the door. Help beside the porch, get the hole with the chloroform. Drag a vest in like light camera action.
Will down your spine as I will it with knives as you scream out in pain as you bleed out your vein.
I won't hold back. Gang needs an intervention. If I'm not out of faith, I don't want to be big. I'm out of discredit. Grabbing apparatus. Couldn't give a fuck, my parents are fasting. Saying your masters, false to the price. Who cares, watch me, if you don't say shit. Anyone dies, go remain witness. No one but death gets pushed to the limit. Expand to the masses, face make the person. Call it for your people, slamming your curtain. Try to keep crap, who's expansion is a must. Traps needs a new car, come collect the dust. How could you put your brother in a time of need? Cleared 6 million, left him to bottom feet. Take away Travis, just souped up with Gusta. You'll be in a cypher with a fucking odd future.
603, hip hop is a bitch ass game.
What?
603, take a look at your new crown game.
Yeah, yeah.
603, hip hop is a bitch ass game.
You aren't listening. Listen again.
Creeping through the blackest ashes, don't let our rollers be slashing. They know I'm the main attraction. Rover on your neck, stay fashion. Murderable fashion, not with some action. Hit you with time in your neck, be cashing. Pulling and ashing, taking a crack at 25 fuckers on mass. Assassin, suit up for murder. I'm a quick learner, rise like a burner. Burning eternal, breaking your skulls, taking it further. Calling the murders, not sure we purge. Speaking on us, and you know that we burn. You're never concerned, you know that I'm hurt. Feel the squirming on every version. Down on the notch, on the leaders, they yearn. With those of the wicked, and prisons be squirting. Ask for hurting a fact in a person, hurting your bitch like a fucking a virgin. What's the assertion? Not to my person. Bury your bitches and always a person. Cure a concern and bring them to death. You wallow with first and watch as it worsens. Watch as it worsens. Either cave fall, then you know that it's your curtain call. Coming out the shadows, prepare your death fall. Cause I'm taking your life, then I'ma bury you all. I'ma bury you all. I'ma bury you all.
Just sucks. sick and tired of my fucking life. I wanna put a knife through someone's windpipe. I'm as evil as the devil, and wicked as they come, I hate people. I wanna squeeze the air from their lungs. I like the furnace and inflict the madness with my knife's inserted. Yeah, I twist that shit. I murder some stray cats and slaughter the family dog. Waited till nightfall and Michael Myers, my dad and mom. I sit in my room, lights off with a mask on, contemplating murder with a knife on my palm. I walk the streets like trick or treat, murdering families in their sleep, keeping them wrapped up in bloody duct tape, the bed sheets, sweet dreams.
Woke up, hating life, so I grab a knife. Went in my sister's room, grab the face and feel the slice. Fuck them, stab them, kill them all. Fuck them, stab them, kill them all. I'm a psycho, fighting bitches like Michael. Woke up, hating life, so I grab a knife. Went in my sister's room, grab the face and feel the slice. Fuck them, stab them, kill them all. Fuck them, stab them, kill them all. I'm a psycho, fighting bitches like Michael.
So, how do you feel?
Much better, doctor.
Now remember, Horror Coast to Coast drops Tuesday, September 3rd, 2013. Available for free wherever there's an internet connection. Now you're gonna download it on September 3rd, right?
Yes, doctor.
You are now cured. Take care now.
Thank you, doctor.
And we're back. Up next, Zug Island, Licks of Flames.
The world went dark and cold. Where's that heat of old?
Licks of flames, licks of flames, everybody collide.
right, we're back. Up next, Twisted Broken Wings.
To all the angels of broken wings, flying again and flying again and flying away.
Would you fly with me? Would you die with me? Come and fly with me. Come and die with me.
It's getting hard again. You hide away. You pray for better days, better days.
Would you fly with me? Would you die with me? Come and fly with me. Come and die with me.
I'm trying to deal with it, being different and all that. Invincible broken wings are fixed on my back. Pitch black, you out of sight, you out of mind. Who you don't see now, you gon' forget over time. Let's rewind on how your wings got broke. Maybe because you took life for a goddamn joke. We the freak show circus, underrated all purpose. And can't a motherfucker hurt us. I'm click deep, causing panic in the streets. Everybody running, you can see the axe coming. Call us outcast, we the strange on display. But little do they know I give a fuck what they say. I represent all the killers and people who lost faith. Heaven's a journey, but hell's just a runaway.
Where's that?
Just a runaway.
What?
Heaven's a journey, but hell's just a runaway. Motherfucking
way. All the angels are broken wings, flying again and flying again and flying away.
Would you fly with me? Would you die with me? Come and fly with me. Come and die with me.
It's getting hard again. You hide away. You pray for better days, better days.
Would you fly with me? Would you die with me? Come and fly with me.
Automatically, I battle with anxiety. Cursed as a child, circulated in society. Raised in the image of man, don't understand the humility plan that contracts like rubber bands on the sidelines where I sit to spectate on the norm while the serpent survives and circulates through the veins of the universe and cosmos. The only way out is through death or overdose. If you make it, you can brag or boast. You beat the game, but the life you know will never ever be the same. Transformed in a flash of light into a ghost, lost and surrounded by the secondhand smoke. Wings broke, so you can't fly to heaven today. But hell's only right around the way, right around the way. All the angels are broken wings, flying again and flying again and flying away.
Would you fly with me? Would you die with me? Come and fly with me. Come and die with me.
I'm getting hard again. You hide away. You pray for better days, better days.
Would you fly with me? Would you die with me? Come and fly with me. Come and die with me.
I had to end it all. Life was a drag. Roaming the earth with the rest of the body bag. I love the fact that I'm dead but not ejected. Cause anytime Twisted Zone, I'm resurrected. I can't fly, my wings don't work. So I get high so my feelings ain't hurt. Fuck the world, don't ask me for shit. Dead and gone, but it still don't quit.
Children of the night never feel the sun. They never walk in the path of the chosen one. They got broken wings that are incapable to fly. Hair like spider legs and milk white eyes. My wings are broken and I can't reach to the sky. I'm just a shell of a man without a spirit inside. I need a moment with you so I can clear out my head. To you I'm alive, but to the world I'm dead.
Chicken if it's barbecue, barbecue, barbecue. I like chicken if it's barbecue, chicken if it's barbecue. Barbecue, barbecue. I like chicken if it's barbecue.
Yo, we back. Yo, here we go. Stevie Stone featuring Brother Chung and a mystery artist guest. Well, mystery guest artist, whatever the fuck you want to call it. The track is called Hush.
Uh-huh.
got more charisma, I'm more consistent. If you deny, then you living lies like, ay, 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 ay. Just look what a nigga done been through. No radio play, no worldwide stream, and I got way more than I'm into. Cause my destiny is ordained, man. Won't sell my soul, so I'm fit to be a bigger name, reign. But this strange game, and use fame as one of my utensils. Hope you follow my innuendo. Since you got me all in your dental, rip this problems, I don't pretend to not to solve them. I get up in you, just kill two birds with one stone. Nigga, it ain't no rush. Ship this beef you want, then I got it. But if not, you veggie niggas need to
hush, hush, hush. Wanna try to make it up. Brown key, put your pound up in a rut. Now watch me make them hush, hush. Yeah, we ran a two before. Yeah, I seen them mean mugging all low. Low and GD had a hush, hush. Got my dog died and we rocking. When we come through, who blocking? What you mad now? Cause I'm popping, nigga. Hush, hush. All that he say, she say. That shit the weed don't play.
Weed, now I'ma go psycho on him. I'ma put him in the knapsack, Michael on him. That nigga better backpack, I don't want him. I put him in the Cadillac. I'ma rip that cash, he better get out of my way. It's that fat king, and I'ma bring it. That's right. Heard he trying to hit me. I can't believe it like Ripley's. I got a death date in my dickies. I'ma get hefty, lefty. I'ma get messy, lefty. Wanna test me in person, hurt him. And it won't be no verses hurting him. I'ma be looking right when he come in the curtain. I'ma be high as a kite, cocaine. Run all up in their house with AKs. I'ma just keep the heat as they say. I'ma just bring the heat to they place. Fucking them and I feed them. Cutting them and I bleed them. When I cut them all up in the cleavage, she gone.
Hush, hush, wanna try to make you duck. Round key, you put your pound up in a rut. Now watch me make them hush. Yeah, we ran into before. Yeah, I seen them mean mugging all alone. Low and GD had a hush. Got my dog died and we rocking. When we come through, who blocking? What you mad now? Cause I'm popping, nigga. Hush. All that he say, she say. Hey, that shit the weed don't play. I'm ready to make moves. I'm doing it my way. You niggas are better hush.
And we're back. What up, Joe?
What's crack-a-lackin', Ninjas?
Shit, man, watching the rest of fucking Ink Master.
Oh, hell yeah, that shit's hard fucking core shit.
Hell yeah. Man, tonight, hell yo, yeah. That dude Joshua, he fucked up big time.
What happened?
Dude, he gave a dude a tramp stamp.
Oh, really?
Yeah, giant-ass fucking tramp stamp that goes into the dude's ass crack.
Oh, that's fucking gross. All right, nah, nigga, you gotta get the fuck out of here.
I mean, come on. I mean, what the fuck was he thinking? And it's funny because, you know, the dude originally wanted a fucking geisha, but, you know, the dude, but fucking Joshua decided to fucking say, nah, I don't want to do a geisha, let's do this instead, and then...
Yeah.
I mean, if you put the geisha there, like, you know, like on its side, it would have looked a hell of a lot better.
Mhm. I bet.
But damn, the dude sucks ass. They need to get rid of that. Like, they should have got rid of him on the fucking day one.
I bet.
But shit, man. Oh, what's good, man?
Shit, just nothing much. Just working on some houses. My uncle.
Fucking.
Yeah, what about you?
Nah, shit, bud.
For sure.
Man, this dude fucking RJ Reynolds up in fucking the single Juggalos and Juggalettes. Apparently, he's made a fucking rule for Juggalos.
Oh, hell no. Why is people trying to dictate shit?
I don't know.
Like, fuck that shit, nigga.
But, you know,
rules
actually,
for us? Nah, nigga,
wait, man. Because rule number two, a Juggalo does not say the N-word, no matter how it's spelled or any slurs of any kind.
We don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Don't piss me off. Shit.
See, number three. A juggalo should not judge another because of lack of merch. Well, that's understandable.
Oh,
God. Dude. Fuck it. And let's see. Rule number four. A juggalo. Well, it's actually apparently code that we live. That was just to live by.
Really?
Yeah. Let's see. A juggalo. A true juggalo. No, a true juggalo. A juggalo is not a fucking whore. Please don't have careless sex, otherwise you'll end up like Laura Rocks. Five, a true juggalo will respect and help people around him or her no matter the problem, because that's the true meaning of the word family.
For sure.
Number six, a juggalo will not drink. Well, the fuck, drunk? The fuck, the dude can't even spell. And he's fucking making shit. Like, a juggalo will not drunk or do drugs in front of little kids.
Drink in front of, and drink and do. Look, man, this will need to check his spelling. Probably all in Russian shit.
I just think it's funny how this thing goes. Any violations of these rules will result in your removal from the family, meaning your hatchet, your merch, CDs, whatever you got, even if it's advanced passes, must be removed, and you are not to speak the word juggalo no more. I'll be come on, man. What the fuck?
Right, straight up.
But how old is this motherfucker? Like, seriously.
I don't know. Never. I don't even know who you're talking about. But I don't know.
I wonder how old this son of a bitch is.
I'd like to know who came up with this.
This dude, he's like in single juggalos and juggalettes. His name is R.J. Reynolds.
R.J. Reynolds? What the fuck?
Dude, there ain't no code, there ain't no rules, and it's big to you, but you can't tell who people who can and can't be a fucking juggalo.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously. Let's see. What are the stupid rules this motherfucker have?
Right.
Come on. Come on. This motherfucker is stupid. Rule number seven. A true juggler listens to the music and the meaning, not to mistake it for a call to violence. Rule number eight. Juggalos are all races, gender, sexual orientations, and even genetic mutations, such as retarded or born with two sex organs.
That's fucked up.
Rule number nine. Juggalos are whoever you want to be, as long as it doesn't mean violence in your life.
That's true about that. Well, why the fuck is he coming up with all these codes and rules and shit?
My question is, who the fuck gave him the right to give him bring up fucking codes?
People are always doing shit, man.
I mean, come on, there are no rules to being a juggalo.
Straight up. Fucking A, man. Shit's hilarious.
I mean, seriously, what the fuck's the matter with you?
You trying to put shit in order, I guess.
Yeah, well, he's fucking being retorted. And the whole fucking fact is, he's saying any violation of these rules will result your removal from the family. Bitch, that's not up to you. You can't decide on who's going to be down and who's not going to be down.
Right. So who made you the fucking creator of juggalos?
Exactly.
But, nigga, it's not a gang. It's a fucking band, nigga. We fucking family. Listen to music. That's all. Fucking problems and shit we trying to figure out. Going through life and shit. understanding people.
Hey, come on! Fucking dumb motherfucker. Seriously. You are a fucking idiot. You don't know shit.
Damn.
Not to mention, man. Dude, he's like, he has Juggalo, like literally Juggalo written on his arm in fucking Sharpie. And
really?
A tattoo that's fucking retarded.
What the fuck? It's like that shit gonna wear off anyways.
God damn. Well, motherfucker, here you go. This is just for you, since you wanted to be a retard. Juggalo Party.
That's a good song. Okay.
It's a Juggalo Party.
Put your hands up, 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 put your
back, and, you know, I decided to get in on this whole fucking conversation with the goddamn fucking rules.
Because this motherfucker's a retard. He's a fucking retard. And as for your rules and code or whatever the fuck it, whatever the fuck you want to call it, shove it up your ass.
Straight up. Shit, we go by how we fucking live and want to do. Not by no fucking codes and rules. Bullshit dictatorship. Stupid shit.
I mean, come on. Like, the only code that we really should follow is respect thy family.
Right? That's fucking true shit.
I mean, come on, man. Fucking Von J, Shaggy, I'm fucking Blaze has said the word nigga a few times.
Right? Straight up. Who fucking cares, right? Fucking Twisted said it, too. Well, Mad Rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares? Shit. I'll be a hypocrite for not fucking be owning up to my shit. I let people do it. I got friends in Colorado who does this shit, too. They don't offend me. Why the fuck people get all pissed?
Oh, I'm pretty much putting, hate to break it to you, but you don't choose who's down and who's not. You don't have the right to tell a low or let that they can't rock the hatchet or
right.
Kick them from the family. That's not your decision.
Mm-hmm. That's fucked up.
Exactly. I mean, obviously this motherfucker has not been down that long to fucking realize we ain't got no rules, motherfucker.
Right.
Don't fucking white ass nigga.
Right? See? I don't give a fuck. Whack motherfucking ass niggas. Shit.
But I mean, come on.
Straight up.
So, there you go. I mean, I still want to put in, take your rules and shove them up your ass. So bad.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Just for the hell of these, I broke a rule up in there, and I put the word nigga up in it. Just to see what he says. The dude, like someone actually fucking removed the fucking comment. Or the fucking post. Oh man, but you know, I'm gonna save this shit just for Ghetto G, so that way when he calls in, he can have a good laugh about it too.
Right?
Come on.
He gonna be hella fun.
Nico, are you really going to decide on who's going to be a low and who's not a low?
Right. Now, who the fuck are you to judge? I fucking hate people who judge other people, you know?
I mean, you know, we can judge our old co-host, like
right.
Killer. He's not a juggalo.
Hell.
I mean, you know, he's admitted time and time again that he's not a juggalo. And it's funny how this motherfucking goes. Here's the Juggalo code for all you Juggalos, and let's just refresh your memory. It's about time we had new rules to reshape the family. I plan to put together the first ever global Juggalo conference to make sure these rules stick. I hate to break it to you, but no one's gonna follow your stupid fucking rule.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Really?
people are going to fucking follow your stupid fucking rule? No.
Oh, no.
Are people going to think that you're the retard and an idiot? Yes.
True that.
I want to, you know, and out of this page it says, if you want to know about me, just ask. Okay, I want to know why you're an idiot.
Right.
Who gave you the right to choose the shit? I didn't come up with code. Nobody. So
right.
Get over it.
Straight up.
But damn it, I wanted to post up my damn comment up in there so bad.
Oh,
but
yeah.
No, they had to fucking delete it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
I just think it's funny how they, you know, how he actually fucking deleted that stupid, like his fucking status that he put up in there.
Hell no.
You know what?
What?
I think I'm gonna go flush that code down the toilet.
Right.
That's what I need to be.
Hell yeah.
RJ Reynolds, this is for you. Just for you and anybody else who thinks it needs to be a code. Because people who come up with codes and rules for juggalos is fucking retarded. And saying that we can't say the word, that juggalos don't say the word nigga. Really?
RJ, here's your rules.
They went down the same drain that fucking Little Wayne fucking talent went as well. people.
Right.
Idiots. Just fucking idiots. Ah, there's a scary ugly bitch right there. Sue Canadian Juggalette Freon says, newly single Juggalette, any takers or am I too ugly? Sorry, but... I think we need to go on to another track, and I think I need to smoke a couple cigarettes. So I said we go with one of our new artists that we got up on here.
Oh, hell yeah.
But my name is Joey Quarters. I've actually been wanting to fucking check out this track that he did. It's actually a cover of In Your Room by ICP. No, In My Room, whatever. Either way.
For sure.
So, once I get up to it, get past Judge D. Here we go, Joey Quarters, In My Room.
A ghost, and at least that's something. She don't talk much when she do cats jumped up on the covers and it scared my baby. Guess she don't like pets, so I twisted its fucking head off in the neck. Look, baby, it's bloody, it's gone, it's doomed. Please come back to the room, I'll do anything for thee. Don't ignore me, this is more than a sick love story. Without you, I bring a shotgun to school, and I will if you want me to. For any reason, I hate that you leave when the lights come on. And if I had it my way, the fucking sun would be gone.
Love,
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Tap, tap, love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
you and I
to have
love.
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Tap, tap, love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
you and I
to have. Sometimes I kiss her, I start shaking. Slips me the tongue and it tastes like bacon. Uh-oh, something's wrong, baby's upset. She told me she was spotted by the neighbor's kid. She can't come back now cause they know our secret. Unless I can make them keep it. If I do, she may come to life. Now I'm in their yard with a shotgun, a knife. Cut the screen, went in and found the kid. Threw a bowl of spaghetti in the side of his head. And the daddy was next, running down the hall. I shredded his throat and he was quick to fall. I tossed the Mossberg and ripped the knife. I started stabbing the shit out of his wife. I went home a bloody mess with a job well done.
Wash up, wait for my baby to come.
Tap, tap, love, I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Tap, tap, love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
you and I
have
love.
I can't ignore you
in my room.
Do anything for you, baby.
Tap, tap, love,
I do adore you
in my room.
Tap, tap,
you and I
have. I waited 2 or 3 days, 4 days. Waiting for the tap tap like always. I waited and hated since I created a bloody mess. I waited 2 or 3 months for
her.
Waiting for the tap tap just for
months.
I waited and hated since I created a bloody mess. I waited 2 or 3 days, 4 days. Waiting for the tap tap like always. I waited and hated since I created a bloody mess.
Yeah, we back, man. What you think?
Shit, that was kind of slow, dude. it was okay.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I think I like ICP's better.
Well, yeah, ICP's is the original, but, you know, that's just, my boy Dre, of course, doing his thing, doing like a cover of the shit. I mean, it's definitely dope. I mean, he did a cover of that, and I think he did a cover of, you know, like another band. I just don't know what the band was.
Oh, yeah?
Man, I think it's funny how when ugly bitches call other bitches ugly.
Ah, damn.
That's funny as all hell.
But yeah.
But, man, but where the fuck is Ghetto G at? Because I want to get Ghetto G these fucking rules, man. Get his opinion on him. So, chill, man. How's the library? Ain't it closed by now?
Huh?
I said, how's the library? Isn't it closed by now, or are you sleeping there?
No, I'm at my house.
Ghetto G, what's going on, nigga?
For show.
What up?
So Ghetto G, apparently there's some new there's a Juggalo code nowadays.
Juggalo code, huh? What's the password?
He was like, what's the password?
Or is it like a handshake, like Undercover Brother?
So I think like rules for juggalos and how to be a juggalo.
Oh, I already knew about these rules years ago.
Oh, no. These are new, these are new rules, man.
Oh, we got new rules, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. Posted by R.J. Reynolds, a redneck.
Oh, so a redneck made up these rules.
Some redneck.
Yeah.
Well, guess we got some chicken hunting to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm down.
But not, yo, like, he goes, here's the Juggalo code for all you lows and lefts, just to refresh your memory. It's about time we had new rules to reshape the family. I plan to put together the first ever global Juggalo conference to make sure these rules stick, because if you notice, as long as Juggalos say the N-word or claim they're gangsters and beat up people for dissing Juggalos, there'll be idiots like L-O-T-B around.
Wait, hold on, what did you spell?
I don't even know what the fuck L-O-T-B fucking does, spells out, but there you go. So without further ado, he goes, the true juggalo code of juggalo family. Follow these simple steps to be a true juggalo. Step number one, a juggalo is not a gang member.
Well,
thanks for clearing that up. So next thing you would say, number two is don't be a redneck.
No. He goes, number two is a juggalo does not say the N-word, no matter how it's spelled or any slurs of any kind.
Come on, everybody together now.
Step number three, a juggalo should not judge others another because of lack of merch.
Well, that's just stupid regardless of what the fuck you are.
Step number four, a juggalette is not a whore. Please don't have careless sex, otherwise you'll end up like Laura Rocks.
Who the fuck is that?
I have no clue.
Maybe she's hot.
Step number five, a true juggalo will respect and help people around him or her no matter the problem, because that's the true meaning of the word family.
I call bullshit.
Well, I do too.
Because not everybody is willing to help people.
Let's see. Step number six. A juggalo will not drunk or do drugs in front of a little kid.
I guess.
Step number seven, a true juggalo listens to the music in the meeting and not to mistake it for a call to button to violence.
Aw, fuck, man, there goes my plans for tonight.
Step number eight, juggalos are all races, genders, sexual orientations, and or even genetic mutations, such as retarded or born with two sex organs.
Did he just say we are racist?
Apparently.
Fuck no.
I don't understand. That doesn't go with anything else that he just said.
Number nine, juggalos are whoever you want to be as long as it doesn't mean violence in your life.
Does he know the lyrics to the songs that we listen to?
Okay, here we go. All together now. Any violation of these rules will result in your removal from the family, meaning your hatchet, your merch, CDs, whatever you got, even if it's an advance pass to the 2010 gathering, must be removed, and you are not to speak the word juggalo no more.
Wait, the 2010 gathering?
The fuck?
That was like 3 years ago. Well, he could take that.
Well, again, must be removed, and you're not allowed to speak the word juggalo no more.
Oh, yeah, and who's going to take all that stuff?
Yeah, my question.
Oh, man. This is what happens when you have extremely too much time and you sit on the computer.
Right. You just come.
No, this is what happens when we allow rednecks into the fucking family.
Oh, no.
Well, if you look at it nowadays, man, fucking, that's a very large chunk of juggalos.
Yeah, I blame Boondock.
But at least Boondock makes good music, though.
Hello.
Yeah.
And at least he's not, like, a complete asshole.
Hello.
Unlike the people that listen to him.
Yeah, Boondock's the shit, man.
See, everybody didn't know what to think of him when he came on.
Sure.
But then he came out with some dope-ass shit.
But it's just funny though, all that people come up with this stupid shit.
Well, I guess making up fake rules is better than asking if you would date or have sex with somebody.
Damn.
I'm just trying to lighten the situation on that.
Fuck yeah.
Or unless you enjoy the whole, you know, rape me shit.
Not really.
What it should really be is date me or rape me.
I'll rape the fuck out of them.
Then we'll see how fun that game is.
Shit. Goddamn.
Think about it, man. You got all these people commenting on somebody's photo. I'll rape you.
That's awesome.
And then you got, like, the respect movement coming in, like, what the fuck do you mean you'll rape me? Have some respect for yourself.
Yeah.
You send me that shit.
Throw away your fucking hatchet gear. You are banned from the family.
Well, anything else interesting going on with the Juggalos?
Shit, just helping my uncle fucking fix up some houses and shit.
Oh, see, that chill's doing something important.
Yeah, I'm making some money though. Shit, yeah.
That's all he's worried about. He's like, I want some fucking money.
Hell yeah. Fucking sitting around not doing shit. Fucking boring as fuck. I can't do it. I gotta have fucking Twinkies. Fucking do it.
So you gotta have some Twinkies.
Yeah. Get fat off my ass.
Damn, man. He really enjoys Twinkies.
Yeah. No, Ghetto. What it is, he just really enjoys the cream filling.
Oh, I knew it.
Fucking cream filling, hell no. Creamless fucking Twinkies at least.
Creamless? Oh, fuck.
People stop fucking cracking on that shit, man.
That'd just be weird.
Yeah, it would be.
Where the fuck is the filling at? That's the best part. That's what they all say.
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna bring back that commercial when Chill's gonna be on and he's gonna say that.
Fuck yeah.
Like, where's the creamy filling?
Fucking all in that shit. What the fuck?
Why is this empty?
Fuck. Fucking A.
That's fucking like, yeah, that's like on fucking, like on Saturday, man, when I got home, I went down to the fucking bodega to get me a fucking empanada. They gave me three, and one of them was empty.
Mike.
You got what?
You gotta stop all that noise. These kids trying to sleep.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, chill. The kids are trying to sleep. Hey, get on back then.
Hold on. I was wondering who the hell was talking.
So what the fuck?
But you got what? Yeah, good.
I got like fucking three empanadas.
What the hell is that?
Food.
What the hell's supposed to be inside of them?
Usually, but it depends. Like, some make them with like either chicken, or others make them with fucking pork or beef.
So you got an empty one?
Yep.
Did you take it back?
No, I just fucking throw it. I just fucking throw it with the fucking rice I got from that fucking place.
Probably should have took it back.
I mean, fucking yeah, empanadas are really good though.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy those, Chill?
What?
They don't even know what's going on. Never mind, Chill.
You just really. That's all I know. Yeah.
Poor Chill. He's so lost. He's gotta keep it down because otherwise he's gonna wake up the kids.
Huh?
Yeah, why are you so damn loud?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I'm hyped on him fucking pop.
This kind of reminds me of Poo Poo Ninja. He always got yelled at for being too loud.
Yeah.
Yo, hell yeah, he did. By his quote unquote father, even though it wasn't really his father.
Yeah. And then after he got off the show, he used to get beat.
It's like, that was fucking back then.
No, that was just like last year or something.
But I think it's funny how, you know, when I did, you know, like when I decided to go comment on that fucking post, the post was fucking deleted.
See that? People don't believe in your rules, man.
Yeah. And I mean, come on. You know, I even threw in the word nigga into my fucking comment.
You've been removed from the family.
Yeah. It's like, who the fuck are you to judge?
Yeah, he tells us not to judge, and there he is telling us all these rules.
Yeah.
Like, tell this. This black guy said, nigga, please.
Should bring that dude on the show so we can talk to him.
Right. Like, nigga, what the fuck you talking about? Nigga, you not. It's like, nigga, what? Y'all need to stop using the word, nigga. Stop getting butt hurt, nigga.
Huh. He said the magic word. So just for that, you can go down to this person. I just put her name under her real name or whatever the fuck it was, Tiffany Riddle, and you can listen to Butthurt Bitches.
Awesome.
Sounds good. Do I have to refresh the soundboard?
Shouldn't. This was hours ago.
I'm just making sure because usually when you tell me to play a track, you just upload it and then I gotta refresh the soundboard.
No, you should be good.
Alright, we go down to Tiffany.
There you go, just for Chill here, but her bitches.
All the same, just cause you know my name, you assume that you know me, trick. If I had a dick, you'd be the first underneath to blow me. I know that's why you do it, why you constantly run your mouth, why you always talking shit that you know nothing about. It's cause you're just like everyone that I've ever fucking met. Too bad that I'm the doll that you never will forget. I'm something truly special, one that men adore. You're the one that everyone refers to as a dirty whore. You say you wanna fight, but you're known for calling pigs. Need to shave the rest of that bald spot and get your ass a wig. Your teeth are fucking yellow and your smile makes me cringe. You look like a crackhead on a 7-day binge. You're a bust down troll whose pussy fucking stank. I should lock you in a cage just like you do to Tank. All you little butter bitches, like little pigeons, saying all that you do not know. What's going down in with
society has given you the right to judge me. Talking shit and acting like you're so damn high above me. Then come to my face, hug me, say that you miss me. Telling me that you love me, and on my cheek you kiss me. Running around, taking pictures, acting like the paparazzi. Keep it up, and I promise they'll never find your fucking body. Thinking that we can't hear you, constantly dissing. You running your mouth more often than a pregnant bitch pisses. Why do you open your mouth when we all know you're bluffing? You're the next trick that I'ma be snuffing. Hearing wicked whistles, we all know our family. Better to shut your mouth now and stop all your blasphemy. Ain't trying to rip us apart at a bitches. Wait until they know how we do about her bitches. Trust me, bitch, I'll have absolutely no remorse. As I fry your fucking face and devour your corpse. All you little butter bitches, run your mouth like little snitches, saying all that you do not know what's going down in Wicked Whistles. Keep on hating little bitches, you'll be found dead in the ditches. No time for your bullshit drama, eat your words and face your karma.
I may seem sweet, but I'm a freak deep inside. Better than Bonnie, I'm Bambi, bitch, I killed her and her Clyde.
Every time I see you, I just wanna attack. Rip your fucking eyeballs out and carve cunts on your back.
I gave you a chance, but you still spread all those lies. Now I'm ripping at your limbs, eating your flesh and wearing your hide.
You act like you're so tough, but I know that's not the case. Next time you run your mouth, how about you say it to my face?
Oh, you little butter bitches, run your mouth like little snitches.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, sir. Ghetto, I think I knew who the special guest artist is on that fucking mixtape that fucking Casket and I'm putting out.
And why might you know?
Because I listened to the sampler.
Well, who is it?
I think it might be DMX.
Well, that's interesting. Hopefully he doesn't make a song about
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, getting his dick sucked. That's all he talked about on the last CD.
But not because I can, like, while I was listening to the fucking sampler, that they had this one result on there that suddenly couldn't completely like fucking DMX.
Well, I guess you'll find out in due time.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man, this cosplay shit, man, makes ugly bitches look kind of better.
That's watch how much conceited they're going to be.
But I'm just saying, man, they look real fucking ugly. And then they put on, like, a costume, and it's like, oh, damn.
Damn.
Yeah,
man,
what's up?
Come on, Havoc, man. We're gonna dress up like Mortal Kombat people, and we're going to go to Comic-Con so we can see all the bitches.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see it now. Ghetto G, fat version of fucking Sub-Zero, and Havoc, fat version of fucking Scorpion.
We can go meet Yo-Yo Hun and that girl that plays a Lollipop Chainsaw.
Sounds good. And while we're there, we can meet Jason David Frank.
Yeah, he'll probably beat every one of them.
Yeah, he is. Jason David Frank is always at every single Comic-Con.
So Chill can be one of the Mortal Kombat people too. Who do you want to be?
Shit.
You can be Sonya Blade.
Hell no. Fuck no, I'll be a Thunder God, nigga.
He gonna be raiding. He gonna be flying through the fucking place like, woo!
Hell yeah. Knock your ass.
He come running at us, trying to throw us into the fucking wall. Right. talking about he can fly.
Look at me, and I fucking.
Yeah, that, yeah. Then you know he tries. He's lifting you up, and he breaks his back.
Man, if he could lift me up, man, I will give you props.
Oh yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, Ghetto, you should definitely get fucking Hatchet 3.
Yeah, someday.
Things talk about me. Yeah.
You talk about what? I watched it for a third time.
Watched it three times?
Yeah.
Just got it today and watched it three times.
Yes.
Man, I watch a movie once and I don't ever want to watch it again.
Well, like I said, this movie's good. It's just the fact, you know, with all the cops getting massacred.
Like how, man, I swear to God, everybody was watching that Olympus Has Fallen movie yesterday, though.
Yeah, man, that movie was good, too.
Like, I mean, it was pretty fucking predictable. But there was there's a lot of killing. So that was nice.
Yeah, it was packed full of fucking violence and action and fucking it was just amazing.
But can you tell me why, like, the dude that was in charge was, like, Japanese? When it's supposed to be about, like, Korea and shit?
Actually, I think he was North Korean.
Man, he was talking about Japan and shit like that, and he even looked Japanese. Man, no trying to kid.
Who knows?
And what the hell was his name? Like, Kang or some shit?
Yeah.
So here you go. You can go see this movie, Get Away, with Selena Gomez in it.
Hell yeah. Naked.
And whoever the hell that guy is. Is that the guy that played that cop from, like, Training Day?
Yep, Ethan Hawke.
Yeah.
I guess that's who that is.
Yep, that's who it is. So I was just watching that commercial just a few moments ago.
Oh, I was about to say, you watching the same channel as me?
No, I don't know what channel you watch.
I'm watching sci-fi.
Heroes of Cosplay.
Yeah, mainly just for the chicks that dress up, you know, costumes and look all sexy.
Hell yeah, that shit's legit.
Of cartoon characters, you know, that we grew up on.
Yeah.
Like the X-Men and all that shit.
Wolverine the Beast.
But remember whenever I asked you who the hell that dude was supposed to be on the last episode?
Jack Human.
I don't think Heavy's listening anymore.
What'd you say?
See what I mean? I'll just cut to the chase. That person that I asked you who that dude was supposed to be the last episode, he was off of a video game, that Fallout 3 or whatever.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay, yeah. I didn't even notice that.
I didn't notice that either, but it said it by his name when he came out.
That's crazy. Yeah, I completely forgot this was even on.
Surprise, what's on?
I said, I forgot that that was even on.
Well, I don't usually watch it, even though it's like the second episode. But I watched that Catfish on Tuesdays.
What? I'm setting my DVR for it, so that way I can record them, and so that way I don't ever miss them.
Man, they'll probably be on demand, like, the next day.
Probably.
You ain't gonna worry about taping everything.
Yeah, I was kind of busy watching, fucking Ink Master.
Don't even bring that stuff up.
What happened?
Fucking Ink Master shit.
Yeah, you're right, Gitto. It'll be on demand anyway.
Everything's on demand on this channel anyway.
But yeah, man, fucking Made Rich got sent home, and they kept Joshua.
I don't watch that show.
I mean, come on.
I don't know who those people were.
I mean, come on. They kept the dude that gave a dude a fucking tramp stamp. What the fuck?
The hell dude gets a tramp stamp?
A bag?
Yeah, nah, man, fucking, I do, like, originally wanted a fucking geisha, like, you know, like, on his fucking back, but instead, you know, the dumbass Joshua decided to say, no, I don't want to give you that, and, gave him something completely different that goes into his fucking ass crack.
Well, either one of those would be pretty bad, a tramp stamp or a geisha. Who the fuck is a geisha?
What dude
is going to get that?
Well, pretty much the main reason why they were doing, like, it was going to be a geisha is because of the fact tonight's episode was about detail and they were doing Asian style tattoos.
I see. Yeah, it must really suck being those people that have to get tattooed on their...
It's okay, they can always just, you know, go back to fucking tattoo nightmares and get it fucking covered up.
That's what they're going to have to do, because if they get a tattoo they don't fucking like, then what?
Yeah, they can just have fucking Chris Nunez fucking do it. They're like, fuck you, you're going. I'm gonna fucking do this. I'm gonna have to fix this shit up.
Man, there you go. That's what Hellboy should have looked like.
Right. That chick right there.
See what I mean, man? That chick didn't look too great without that on there, but now look at her.
Right.
Man, I wish I knew how to make shit.
Oh yeah.
They can paint my face up. Just walk up in there with some freaky ass contact. Like, what the fuck, nigga? That's up.
Man, you do that all the time. Why would that be any different?
No, I'm going to there paint it up and shit.
Thank you.
Can you just be like a messed up version of a stormtrooper?
I'll be robbing niggas in that suit.
What the? I got robbed by a stormtrooper.
Now see, that'd be creative.
Talk about breaking into colored houses.
Yo, that guy's weird. Yo, he keeps on that shit. So does that mean you want to hear the track then there?
No, he wants to listen to Little White and Jelly Roll. We're back. That's what he wants to listen to.
Well, Rob,
that was good. You get the Little White. There we go.
See, people don't like when shit like this happens. Let me tell you what's
happening. What's going on, White? What's going on?
Me and my brother.
Who?
Jelly Roll.
Okay.
You know, we went through a little
what
moment.
What happened? Oh, no.
But time heals wounds.
Time heals wounds.
And when wounds heal,
wounds heal.
You get stronger.
We get stronger.
When you get stronger,
you heal. Someone said that I was down. Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch. Someone said we couldn't rap. Someone said we was a joke. Someone said that we was crack. Someone said that we was soft. Tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch. Hey, what they look at me for? Hey, get them boys a detour. This KLE more sales inside they hood than a seesaw. Hey, this my Aquafina flow. I'm talking about that water. Why speaking of that water, I'm out here with the piranhas. Man, I put that on my mama. I should have said my mammy. At 15 years old, was selling whammies at my granny. I came up out of nothing. I mean nothing at all. Forgive me if I hit the club and I just go fucking ball. Yeah, me and Little White, rap game is a rap. Sometimes family will fight, but they always come back. So just forgive me every time that I spoke out of emotions. But you know, like I know, this rap game's a roller coaster. Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch. Someone said we couldn't rap. Someone said we was a joke. Someone said that we was crack. Someone said that we was smoke, smoke. Tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
This right here is a power move. Me and Jelly back on the track together, and y'all know how we do. Tearing up every beat sitting. We are the Caucasian wrecking crew. What it do? I'm high and drunk, going all the way in the night. Not that I was gone, well, I'm back for the throne, and I'm gonna get it even if we gotta fight. It's Lil White. I've always been on like porch lights, so rich folks home. Totem pole is a motherfucking problem, and I've been known to jump ho ho's bones. Me and my brother made a man, got back in the lab on a shit again. Picked up them pins in order to get y'all heat. Get up some dividends, this money train. Don't never stop going down the track, screaming and smoking. I'm in the back with a sip of OG White Kush, and I'm rolling and choking. I've been around this hole before, and I'm back to fuck the bitch one more time. It's Jelly Roll with Lil White, no filter, and it's the devil.
Someone said that I was down. Someone said that I was broke. Someone said I was a shit. Someone said that I fell off. Well, tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
Someone said we couldn't rap. Someone said we was a joke. Someone said that we was crack. Someone said that we was smoke, smoke.
Tell them all we back, bitch. Yeah, tell them all we back, bitch.
And we're back.
So, Havoc, are you into LARPing?
No, what?
He doesn't even know what that is. Are you serious?
No, LARPing? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
The fuck?
You're into that whole anime and all that bullshit?
Oh, you mean fucking live action role playing game?
Man, did you know what that was, or did you just Google it?
Well, the minute you mentioned fucking role play and anime, then I fucking understood what the hell you're talking about.
But yes, that's what it is.
I've actually never tried it before.
I can see Havoc doing that shit.
Oh yeah, by the way, Laura hit me up earlier.
Who the fuck is Laura?
Laura Jean Julian.
Holy shit. I didn't know that girl talked to anybody.
Yeah, she hits me up saying, I need you to play some of my boys' music for me. Well, one, you didn't send me any music. Two, I don't know the name of your boy. Three, you didn't respond when I said we need to check out his music first.
Well, I guess he doesn't need to be played that bad.
I guess not. Just the fact that she hits me up and says, I need you to play his music. Well, if I don't know who the fuck I'm playing, if I ain't got his music, he ain't getting played. Sorry.
Just blame it on chill.
Yeah, right. I don't even know who this chick is.
So? We can still blame you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Can't blame for shit, I don't even know.
That's how it goes.
It's pretty cool. I got a reason to kill people now. I'll just fuck like...
What the heck was that?
That was me imitating Facebook.
Facebook doesn't make noises.
Yeah, there's a girl, did it, every time you get a comment, every time there's like a comment or something.
No, I turned that shit off.
Oh, yeah, by the way, only when jugglers are going to realize not every single one of them can fucking rap.
Oh, man, I'm waiting for that day.
I just do Brendan Gideon fucking posted up a video of him freestyling. But you know for a damn fact that he was not even freestyling, he kept looking down the entire time.
Yeah, I love it.
Making people think that he's fucking freestyling. Bitch, you ain't freestyling.
If you want to try to pull it off that way, put it on your fucking screen.
The Juggalo Live / Rat Machine just whispered.
And that was bad enough right there.
This world is so big, it's crazy how I'm but I spec on your windshield. But I'm big in my community, my family, Jewish, Ali, and those are hatchet time. Yeah, I'm a juggalo first, then a second, then a twisted out that second. Listen, I love my homies, do it old. Treat me told you guys, I've been here for me. You guys gave me through life. Man, I'll never forget those I grew from. You were here, I'll be done. Memories will never fade, cause they're always played. Sure, friends will come and go, but those you sure the best never really leave. They're always right here. More and more memories come, they glow in my head, they shine in my dreams. Man, I hope they never leave this juggle. I do all my homies, do it old. Truth be told, I love you guys. Thanks for being here, being real.
Is he crying? Did he just start crying in that next part?
I think he did.
Man, that's how I used to sound whenever I first started rapping.
Oh, man.
Terrible and offbeat as a motherfucker.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be a freestyle. If you're freestyling, you shouldn't be looking down.
If you're freestyling, you should at least be on beat.
Right?
Well, that too.
Like, that's the main thing about music.
You gotta be on beat on time and shit. Gotta have it right.
Like, otherwise, it's just you talking with some music playing behind you.
Yeah, I'm swatting, doing this, kicking back with that smoke. Modern motherfuckers are hatchet. You know what I mean?
Who the fuck is Joe talking?
He's, I think he's rapping.
I was just checking that, man.
But that dude reminded me of that that kid that was on Tosh.0, you know, that Juggalo rapper dude. But see, man, that dude's a shitty-ass rapper, and he got made fun of it for it, but at least he got to do a song with ICV.
Yeah, that's true.
It's funny how this dude goes, I actually fucking post up saying, Class Rap 2, at the end where I stopped, I did a little freestyle.
Bitches. There was no freestyle in there whatsoever.
All right, let's go to the end and hear this freestyle.
All right, let me go back to it.
Go to the end, to where he's talking about. Tame that fucking pig already.
You see, man, even Facebook can't, even Facebook doesn't want me opening it back up again. It's that bad.
Jeez.
This world is so big and crazy how I'm but a speck on your windshield. But I'm big in my community, my
at the end with a freestyle bullshit because he was easy looking down even then.
He didn't sound like he was into it.
At all. Like Psycho Killer.
Oh, real?
Yeah. The wannabe Juggalo who's not even a Juggalo.
Dabba, dabba.
I mean, I'll say this, the dude sounded better than Psycho Killer.
We can actually understand what he's saying.
Exactly. And he's actually a Juggalo. I'm like Psycho Killer.
Well, yeah, I'll see.
And I just don't get it. I still don't get it to this very day. He's not a Juggalo, but yet they have him. He's on Juggalo shows.
You see what you started having? This is all your fault.
Whose fault?
Havoc's fault. It's all Havoc's fault.
No, no, no. We'll blame hysteria.
Oh, bringing him in on this show, now everybody thinks he's a fucking Juggalo. And now he's on other Juggalo radio shows.
Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
That's not cool. Shut the fuck up. No.
I'm just supporting the ninja.
He's not a ninja.
Yeah, he's far from it.
He's a hound of justice.
Oh, fuck the show. They're pussies.
See, exactly.
Daniel Bryan, man. That's fucked up.
The predictable Shield.
Right. But that nigga had heart. He's fucking whooping the shit out of him. Goddamn.
Man, for the past couple of weeks, he's been beating the shit out of everyone.
Right? Shit, I wouldn't blame him because he got screwed out of a championship.
Well, we all saw that coming.
Yep.
Yeah.
But the Triple H part was bullshit.
Well, see, I didn't know how it was going to happen, but I just knew it was going to happen.
Everyone saw that shit coming, but that Triple H, what, fucking mixed shit up.
See, I thought they were both going to cash in that night, you know, Damian Sandow and then Randy Orton.
I don't think you're going to go shit with that fucking briefcase.
I mean, come on,
I don't know, man. Somebody tried to ruin it or something, so apparently, you know, he's going to cash in or something, and Cody Rhodes is going to beat him or something. I don't know, something like that.
He's going to keep fucking around with him, ruin it.
You know, steal the briefcase off him like he...
So you know, the thing I don't like about the Shield is the fact that A, they tried being the Undertaker, and B, they're trying to be ECW.
Oh, really? Hold on.
Wait, they're trying to be the Undertaker?
Well, I mean, come on, man. Like, remember, fucking, the legs always went out, and then all of a sudden they would appear in the ring and start beating the shit out of people?
Well, they can't do that anymore. They got the Wyatt family there now.
And, of course, like I said, they're trying to be fucking ECW.
Well, yeah, that's for sure.
It's just because they're champions. They let that shit go to their heads.
Oh, no. They've been trying to be ECW since they first came into the fucking WWE.
I mean, come on.
They're coming through the crowd. Dude, that's fucking, you know, that's the Sandman fucking thing there. That's Tommy Dreamer's thing right there. No, that's all ECW right there. Fucking coming through the crowd.
Yeah.
And now they're super trying to do it and beat ECW.
Right. But, nigga, they probably get murked.
Well, they turned Daniel Bryan into Chris Benoit. So what?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. They turned him into Chris Benoit.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, more like a bearded fucking Chris Benoit.
Right. He's over here diving headbutting and shit. I don't know.
Yeah, he got the same moves, the same storylines.
That nigga goes a beast with it, though. He's a beast.
Who?
Fucking Daniel Bryan. I don't know why they keep putting that fool down. Bullshit. That nigga got fucking hella heart.
Because don't you know that WWE only likes, you know, big buff dudes?
Yeah. But I don't give a fuck how small he is. That nigga's fucking heart. He made Randy Orton tap like 2 or 3 times. That shit was fucking dope. Then that nigga fucking got an injury and didn't ask for a rematch. Like, damn, that shit was tough.
Sin Cara returns and then he breaks his finger.
That shit was fucking retarded. Like, hell no, nigga. It didn't look like you did shit to your finger.
I wonder if Joe realizes he sounded gay with what he just said. I don't care how small he is.
No, I don't care how fucking, you know how he looks. I'm like, nigga, that looks fake as fuck. Like, they get your ass back in the ring. Like,
he's trying to fix what he said, but it's not really working.
Fakeness. I swear he's fake that. Like, get your ass back.
Hey, come on, man. I mean, come on. First fucking show says that he likes drinking just for the cream filling, and now he doesn't care how small guys are.
Whoa, I said I don't give a fuck how hurt you are. That's who didn't hurt his finger.
Size doesn't matter to you.
I didn't say that.
Oh, so it does matter.
I guess. I don't know. I don't care. That's them. I'm not worried about them. That nigga took out his ass back in the ring.
Come on, man. Don't you know Sin Cara by now? He comes out, fucks up a move, and leaves.
Right.
Then again, if you remember that fucking Battle Royale Lumberjack match, motherfucker didn't even get hit and he just fell down.
Yeah, then he was out for months. Damn, Sincoro.
I don't get that shit. How the fuck is Fang Dangle going to go back in the ring and toss out R-Truth? That shit was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, I can't believe they let that, you know,
right? It's like, that nigga was clearly fucking out. How the fuck you going to run up in there and toss the guy out?
Like, that night, AJ Lee tapped out twice in a match, and then in that match, people got eliminated twice.
That shit was hilarious. She didn't apply pressure to that. That bitch just tapped out. And the ref ran in front of the referee. He's like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, why wasn't he looking? What the fuck was he looking at?
Hold up. That shit was weird, though.
So finally they worked that storyline in, though, for Havoc, for that match that he keeps talking about. What, Mark Henry and the Big Show?
Oh, yeah. You think that shit going to happen?
Havoc thought it was supposed to happen at the pay-per-view.
I don't know.
But then they didn't work it in until the next night on Raw.
Damn.
Badly.
But yeah, it's going to happen, though.
Then Big Show got all arrogant, trying to take them all through.
Man, that was fucking bullshit, man. He could have won that. Why did they make him lose?
I was waiting for that spear, too. I was waiting for that spear.
Man, we should know the spear's coming by now, man. He coming to be a fucking Randy Orton, punt him in the fucking head. Like,
yep. That's what that spear could have done.
They fucking spear me.
Well, I'm pretty sure that fucking Orton's going to end up fucking putting people in the head again now that he's a fucking in the heel again.
Good, man. He needs to do that to the Shield.
I like how you put it, fucking Mr. Man, that shit was hilarious. Big broke his neck. That shit was hilarious. I laughed my ass off.
Remember whenever he kicked John Cena's dad in the head?
Oh, that shit was fucking terrible.
That shit was fucking funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the good Randy Orton.
Yep, now he's sold out because of the belt.
Now he's just there.
Right.
Kind of like the Shield is now Vince McMahon's bitch.
Right. That's fucking
bitches.
Right. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
What about them? Yeah. What about them CM Punk and Brock Lesnar?
Yeah. Well, he lost to Brock Lesnar, so now he can shut up.
I'm walking around with his arm broken and shit. Like, nigga, there ain't nothing wrong with you. Faking ass motherfucker.
Well, you know, he did get a submission hold put on him for a few seconds.
Broke his
yeah.
arm. As sad as you are, what the fuck? How the fuck you gonna break your arm within that few seconds?
And on top of that, he wasn't even really in a move, technically.
Right? You know that nigga's faking like a motherfucker.
You know, like the one time he got, he got elbowed or whatever, and then all of a sudden, the black eye.
Oh, he got fucking jacked. Fucking Del Rio just locked that nigga. That shit was hilarious. He just fucking swatted that nigga.
Speaking of Del Rio, he got a black eye now.
Oh, I see that. I thought that shit was hilarious. I was like, damn, that nigga got a black eye.
They should just make him go away.
Then fucking RVD, shit, they started battling him. That shit was funny. He's like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
So is this their way of saying RVD is going to be the next champion?
I don't know.
I guess so.
That should be crazy.
I mean, come on. You know, if you can give RVD a manager, bring back Bill Alfonso. That dude was funny as all hell.
That dude's still alive. Thank you for that. But is he still alive?
I think so.
Let's find out.
Fucking A, did you see that last 2 weeks ago on TNA? That show was hilarious.
No.
The fucking bro. Yeah, that show was hilarious. fucking New Jersey.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. I was watching the TNA two weeks ago. She was hilarious.
Dude, yeah, he's still alive.
Going New Jersey with it. Fucking retarded.
What? What about New Jersey?
Yeah. Fucking hilarious. These two fools teamed up and shit. But, nigga, that's retarded. Did they get the ass whooped by James Thor? Fucking Gunner? She was hilarious.
My guess is this was pretty funny.
Hell yeah. Fucking retarded ass shit, man. They thought they were going to beat them and shit. But turned out they didn't have no chance. But nigga, y'all retarded as well.
Well, all of TNA is pretty retarded.
Yeah. That's pretty good shit.
Yeah, it's shit.
Oh, yeah. That last Thursday was pretty tight. It was fucking epic.
Now, are you going to tell me why it's epic, or are you just going to keep telling me it was epic?
He's going to keep telling you it's epic. It was epic.
It was epic, yeah. All that shit's epic.
I guess I'll never know why.
New World Champion. Fucking, you know that guy, Chris Saban?
Chris Saban, okay.
Yeah, he lost the title. That shit was fucking
great. Lost the title after a week.
Right? Fucking in a steel cage match. Fucking crazy.
Who did he lose to?
Bully Ray.
Come on. Really?
Straight up. He's doing good, man. He's doing good till fucking Mr. Kennedy came out. Oh, Mr. Anderson. Fucking name. Okay.
No. He was doing good until fucking Tito Ortiz came out and fucking and started whacking people in the head with fucking hammers.
Knocked out Rampage. That shit was crazy. Just took the hammer and got big and flat.
So in that terrible match, Chris Saban won the title.
Well,
and then he kept it. No, hold on. And then a few weeks pass, and he has another match with Bully Ray, and he loses.
Yep.
Well, what was the point of fucking making him the champion?
Fucking crazy, right?
I don't know.
Like, if you're just going to keep Bully Ray the fucking champion over the island.
Yeah. Well, just for a week, right?
Man, he's going to hold that title for months again now.
Yeah. But that's bullshit. Thanks to Tito Ortiz. What a bitch.
So I guess they're never really going to end this Aces and Apes thing. Next thing we know, Shield's going to be in Aces and Eights.
Oh, fuck no. I'll blow up the whole fucking... Fuck them bitches. I'll burn the fucking cut.
He's going to replace Luke Gallows and Mike Knox.
Fucking A.
Yeah, and they get fucking squished by fucking Joseph Park and Samoa Joe.
Right.
Man, speaking of which, 2K14 got Yokozuna gonna be in it.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Remember how he killed somebody by jumping on him?
That's fucking crazy.
Jumped on their head and, you know, stayed on there too long and fucking killed them.
Damn. That's what you did, huh, little dumb bastard, huh?
So, I mean, that should be exciting to put him on that game.
Killing niggas.
Have him beat the fuck out of, like, the Shield or something.
Oh, hell yeah. Just kill them all. Smush the heads. Like, guess what? I'm United States and Tag Team Champion at once. Like, nigga, you don't have a partner.
No, I'm the tag team champion.
Yep. Me. That shit's hilarious.
They should bring that back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the tag team champion.
Bad.
I think it's funny how before fucking wrestling, Spike Dudley was a fucking teacher.
The fuck?
Yeah. Spike Dudley was a third grade English teacher.
Wow. Did not know that.
I don't get how a fucking referee is a GM of fucking Raw. Fucking weird.
Well, technically he's a wrestler.
Wrestler? Yeah. Been a wrestler, now he's a GM of Raw. How the fuck does that happen? That nigga hasn't even won 3 matches.
Mainly what? Because Triple H likes him.
Well, how the fuck do you like that fool? That fool's a bitch.
Ask Triple H. He did it for you.
Fuck Triple H. That nigga's a bitch, too.
Well, now he's a bitch, yeah.
That fool can't beat Brock. What the fuck?
He beat Brock? What are you talking about?
Oh, he busted his ass open, huh?
He beat him at last year's SummerSlam.
Yeah, that's right. Fucking John Cena busted that nigga open. I thought that shit was hilarious. He took a chain and just, bam. I was like, God damn, nigga.
Oh,
yeah. The match where John Cena was all covered in blood.
Yeah, that shit was hilarious. So what are you going to do there? Stand there and bleed? That shit was hilarious.
Wait, what the hell is that saying? You're going to stand there and bleed, or you're going to fight? What the fuck is that saying?
What are you going to do? Just stand there and bleed? How are you going to do so? Fucking Triple H, man. That shit's fucking crazy. Just stand there and bleed. How are you going to come do so?
Well, I mean, you know, Mike Gill used to say, you know, it's shocking that Brock Lesnar didn't lose to his weakness, steel steps.
Yeah. He lost to John Cena on the steel steps. He lost to Triple H on the steel steps.
Yeah, steel steps are not his friend.
But, you know, CM Punk didn't quite get that memo.
Apparently not.
He was too wound up about, you know, beating up Paul Heyman.
Yep, that's what got that nigga.
So if he would have just got the memo, brought the steel steps in, you know, boom, he would have won.
Right. I like how he snuck up and hit that nigga with a camera. That shit was hilarious.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Just hit that nigga with a camera. It's like, God damn.
So did you enjoy him fighting with the fan yesterday?
Yeah, the fat guy in the front row.
Yeah, he's like, what did he say? He said, I know you paid your money to be here or whatever, that's fine. But if you want to boo, you can come in here. I'll make you sure you never boo again or some shit like that.
He's talking hella shit to him. Like, you're going to miss some, talking about having tooth missing or some shit.
Shit, man, I would have jumped in there.
Fuck. Hell yeah, I whoop your ass, nigga. All I gotta do is fucking roundhouse kick your fucking knee, nigga. Just jump in, kick that nigga in the knee. Just fucking start stomping the shit out of it.
Fuck it, even if you did jump in there and get your ass whooped, man, at least you made it on TV.
It's like, shit. It's like, I tried to pull up a fight. Just spear that nigga. Yeah.
Or you could just pull a hornswoggle and jump in here and then run under a ring.
Right.
And see how magical underneath the ring is, where you can go under there and then just
right.
Disappear.
Like, shit, I went to fucking Oz and shit.
You can go to Little People's Court.
Right? Oh, shit. That shit was hilarious, D.I. Like, how the fuck? Shit is fucking... room's like almost fucking 5 inches. Not even 5 inches. Like 2 feet.
Go under the ring and then you go to the fucking midget place. That's funny, so...
That shit's hilarious, isn't it? It's like, you got a fucking call.
But see, they don't do funny things like that anymore.
Nope. That was just Triple H as a fucking COO and trying to screw people.
Yep. Because he's a bitch like that now.
Because it's all about business.
Right. It's like, fuck your business.
Yeah. All about business.
Right?
Business.
They don't give a fuck who you are. They just put shit in people's mouth just to fucking make money.
Just put shit in people's mouths. What?
Yeah. Like,
I'm not quite sure. Not quite sure where he was going with that.
Oh, come on, man. Chill, I think you need to stop and think before you speak sometimes.
Yeah, I should.
Just putting shit in people's mouths.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care how small he is. I like the cream filling from Twinkies. Not working out for you, man.
Hey, man, whatever he's into, he's into.
Yeah.
If he's into shitting on people, you know, it's on him.
And dumping a whole big-ass porta potty on him.
Oh, fuck.
Just have a fucking big-ass porta potty hanging from the ring, dropping that shit on someone.
No.
Yeah.
That's the ghetto G.
What? Why are you listening to that?
Because I was bumping it during my... Well, pretty much like while I was at the mall, I was fucking bumping that shit with my fucking speaker.
Listening to ahead of the game. Nice.
Yep. And I think the funny thing is, the minute I walked in the fucking Hot Topic, I just got tear-versed about fucking the fucking retort, like the Jersey Shore show.
Hell yeah.
Oh, but it's just fucking...
I think I had to play it.
No one knows why you're famous like a Kardashian, you know. Seriously, why the fuck, just because that girl had sex with a black guy, I mean, the whole family got rich. How did that happen?
Yeah, I don't know, right?
I think it had to do something with that black guy.
Well, it was Ray J. He was, you know, he's an artist. But, I mean, he didn't have sex with the whole family.
Oh, hell.
That we know of, anyway.
I'll never understand.
Anybody, I don't think anybody will.
Well, all these stupid ass people get famous over
right.
Nothing.
Straight up. Have you seen that commercial with that skinny ass dude?
Oh, the skinny ass dude, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck's that all about?
I don't know what you're talking about.
A song named Doris or some shit. They're all fucking jumping out and down.
You say Forrest? Forrest Gump?
Doors. Doors. Some song named Doors. I don't even know.
Wait, hold on. Some guy named Doors?
Yeah, or a song named Doors. I don't even know.
Doors is like a girl name.
That's, I don't know. This nigga's on commercial talking about he's dropping his album and shit. I don't even know who the fuck you are. Just have a commercial.
You don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
I don't even know who the fuck this fool is.
This isn't going to work out very well.
Yeah. I might have been seeing shit. I don't know.
What the hell kind of drugs are you on?
Okay, no, yeah. I don't even know anymore. Fucking rot my brains out and shit.
Fucking seeing random skinny guys on TV selling CDs.
Jacking videos out of back of Walmart. That's
up. You're selling videos out of the back of Walmart?
Yeah, I'm stealing videos out of the back of the Walmart.
But you're stealing those $5 DVDs?
No, I'm stealing the expensive ass ones. $5.
Oh, look. Teen Mom is on. Let's watch that.
Nope.
Let's not say we did.
fucking 3 seasons of that shit. Could you believe it?
Yeah, we don't need any more seasons of that crap.
Like, can't you tell your teenage daughter to stop being a fucking slut?
Damn.
I don't even think they can control their fucking kids.
Like, I mean, for fuck's sake, why is there so many pregnant teenagers?
Who knows? Who cares? Just kill them
all. Like, back when you were a teenager, man, how many fucking teenage girls did you know that were pregnant?
God damn, nigga, you should say this to go. Like, y'all 13 already fucking got the bellies. What the fuck?
Yeah, you're just out of school. I was talking to him.
Man, like, way too many.
Well, I really don't remember seeing very many. Maybe one or two.
That's just hilarious.
But then now, you know, past couple years, it's fucking millions.
If not billions.
Like, chill, man. He's knocking up bitches and just walking away.
Shit, left and right, nigga.
He got kids all over the fucking state over there.
Shit, not just here. Fucking globally. How the fuck do you do that?
He's talking about we taking over.
One baby at a time.
Pretty much.
Oh, bud.
Speaking of that song, I saw that Lando Cloud, man, he got his CDs pressed up or whatever, and then he signed one of them on the plastic, like, twisted.
Oh, fuck. Why?
I don't know. I guess the waste of CD.
That's definitely a waste of CD right there.
I don't know. Apparently it was for his mom or something. I guess she really doesn't want to listen to him. But speaking of moms, fucking Busta B's mom's steady fucking creeping around listening to our music.
That's weird and creepy.
Like, she's the only one, man, liking shit and listening to it and whatnot.
Well, there you go. Busta B has his one and only fan, his mom.
Dude, his dad liked the like page like last week or something like that too.
Yeah, but do we know if his dad actually, you know, listens to it?
Who knows, man? His dad's fucking crazy. Hey, man, his fucking dad was around years ago, whenever they brought a stripper to the house, man, he was there. It was funny as hell. don't feed Havoc after midnight.
Too late.
And don't get them wet. Who the hell's watching ICP Theater?
That would be me.
Of course, you would do that.
What the hell are you watching that for? You already seen this.
Yeah, I know.
You can wait until tomorrow and you can watch the new one.
Oh, yeah. What happened to the gangster?
Well, he's not a gangster, so what do you want him to do? He was in the beginning, you all had. I told you, I was speculating.
See, it's funny how, Jennifer tried calling into the show, but she called in a little bit too late and she couldn't get through.
Who?
Your homegirl, Jennifer, that you invited into the group.
My homegirl?
Yeah, Jennifer Nicole Goudry.
Oh, yeah. She's losing the poke war.
Yeah, and she tried calling into the JR and she couldn't get through. Because she just tried calling just now.
Just now? What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, she also said that she was going to have time to call in this past weekend, too, but here it is, Wednesday.
Yeah, she goes, she just posted just now, like, I don't forget a link that was from the fucking 19th, by the way.
Damn. Sounds like 3 days ago.
Technically 18th, but you know what I mean. But, he goes, I called too late. Lame. Oh, your senator called late.
Well, see, she did post up her number in the street team page, but then, Ford had to come by and creep her out and shit, and then it disappeared. So,
God damn it.
So I didn't happen to write that down or anything.
Damn it, Ford, why you gotta be a creeper for? Go the fuck away.
He was like, man, I'm gonna stalk you or some shit like that. And then the comment was deleted.
Man,
damn,
you do
Ford.
Not. I mean, come on, man, you do not tell a fucking chick that you're gonna stalk her.
Well, some bitches like it.
Yeah, but obviously she's not one of them.
Or you got bitches that, try to destroy your fucking radio show.
Yeah.
And then people want to say that it's okay that she tried to do that. Well, that's all right, man. Maybe that thing will go over to that fucking radio show and delete them.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll find out.
Because now that, my friend, would be hilarious.
Yeah, let her go over there and delete their shit.
Man, it doesn't matter how many times you watch fucking George Lopez. This shit's funny as hell.
Right.
Hell yeah, it is.
Because they play the same fucking episodes all the fucking time.
Yep. Hey, Arnold!
Movie football head.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What about 90? What the fuck are you talking about over there?
Seen that show in the since the 90s.
And that's when it came out, man.
Yep. Shit was fucking man.
Damn. So, fucking chill out. You know it was a fucking show from the 90s.
Yeah.
You know, he already knows more than fucking Chris.
Yeah, I'm
yeah.
A 90s.
Oh, you were born in the 90s, but yeah, you didn't. But yeah, you didn't know about Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Stoop kids afraid to leave the stoop.
Oh, that's just hilarious. That nigga got off the stoop. That's why I didn't go get you. Fuck with that. I'm like, watch. She gonna come up. off those steps one day. Sure did. Nigga chased that fat nigga.
Nope.
But nigga got God.
Dude, kid left this fucking stool.
Nigga fucking dip. This
is stoop.
Nigga about to stomp that ass.
They're all whispering over there. I just stomp his ass.
He has to be quiet, Havoc.
Yeah, the kids are sleeping.
Fuck the kids.
Man, it doesn't matter where Joe goes, he has to be quiet. He's at the library, you gotta be quiet.
Yeah.
He's
at home, you gotta be quiet.
Yeah, he's at home, you gotta be quiet.
Outside, I gotta be quiet. Telling me to be quiet. Bullshit.
It's just no winning.
Right.
Hell no. He's in a fucking amusement park. He's got to be quiet.
Yeah, that's bullshit, nigga. Like, you got to pay me something, nigga. I'm going to be here quiet at an amusement park.
He's going to be Eddie Murphy in 1,000 words.
Right.
But you know, the thing about that movie is, like,
huh,
they even make it to where, like, if you write down words,
huh,
you lose leaves off of the tree. Or he flicked the tree off, you know, saying, fuck you, and then two leaves fell off. Like, that was just some bullshit.
Right.
So they completely screwed him from being able to talk.
Straight up, that's fucked up.
Oh, I guess that means if fucking Cho was on that show, he'd have no leaves left.
Well, it's not a show, it's a movie.
Well, either way, movie, show, whatever. Like, either way, Cho would have no leaves left.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know, man. Cho doesn't talk that much. I mean, he talks, but he doesn't talk, like, a lot.
Makes sense, talking, yeah.
So, Ghetto Man, are you ready for the possible 6th album? I'll sit some of it down.
Jeez, he's still making music. I thought he was just going to be a feature on the Tech N9ne album.
Yeah, nah, they got back together back in, like, 2011.
What a miracle.
Well, that should be interesting to put on a new album.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Tech N9ne will be on it.
Be crazy.
Hey, it's possible. I mean, you know, Tech N9ne was on fucking Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah, see?
There we go. This is fucking Ghetto G's favorite fucking band right here. And they're called Porno for Pyros.
It's an interesting name.
Yeah, that's like from the fucking 90s.
And what the hell did they sing about?
Apparently pets.
Pets?
Yeah.
Okay.
That sounded absolutely horrible.
Now, maybe if they had, like, songs talking about being, like, naked and setting fires or something.
That would be funny.
I'll be a naked narcissist.
Yes. You'd be an exhibitionist. Arsonist. I'm going streaking and say fires.
Well, it's now, I see it under the CD I gotta get.
And what's that?
The Epitome of Torture by Sodom.
If you say so.
You got a lot of fucking music choice. Like, I mean, shit, like, they have, like, the best fucking metal ever.
Sure. Are you in the fucking bathroom again?
Yes.
Man, it's like the third fucking time in the past time.
But I've been pissing all night. I blame McDonald's.
They make you shit.
Shit, I had McDonald's too.
See, that chill even had McDonald's. He's not going to the bathroom.
I scarfed down two.
Jennifer seems confused by my status.
Confused? What the fuck did you say this time?
Well, from the status I post Monday, because I'm saying, unlike other radio stations, Juggalo Radio is truly ran by Juggalos for Juggalos, where other stations that claim for the Juggalos by Juggalos, they bring in non-Juggalos who are two-faced and pretend to be Juggalo. Come to where the true jugglers put it down, where your blood preacher Havoc and choir boy of death Ghetto G.
I'm still not quite sure where you got that shit from.
Well, it makes sense for you, man. Come on, man, you're a rapper, so I might as well call you the fucking choir boy of death.
But I'm just saying, like, where the fuck did these names come from?
Well, blood preacher is actually from the fucking song Blood Preacher by fucking Hellbound.
See, I don't know that. Now what about the other one?
Fire Boy of Death, I just came up with that one.
He just made it up. He's like, fuck it. Oh yeah, so how about so how about the other day, we were in the car listening to the radio station, and Butcher Babies came on, and my mom was not too impressed.
Why not?
She's like, what is this noise? I said, it's the Butcher Babies.
And, what did she say?
What did she say about the name?
She didn't give a shit about that. She just didn't like the fact that they were screaming. She's like, this isn't music.
Oh, what the fuck is her version of music?
Well, she's a big Bon Jovi fan.
No, Bon Jovi's okay.
Well, I'm just saying that's what she listens to. Or like Johnny Cash, I guess, or Chicago, you know, shit like that.
Goddamn, that shit's crazy.
It's not too crazy.
Fucking Trojan Twister pack, that shit's fucking crazy.
Trojan, what the fuck?
I'm watching this, that commercial.
At least you're safe.
I want to know what's in that Kit Kat. Or is it just a bunch of fucking condoms and lubricants? Yeah. Fucking
man, I'm sure they sell that at like Walmart, man. Go buy one.
Just to buy it for no reason.
Everyone is fun. You just have to find their fun side. The fuck?
The fuck? That's not something you should be saying right now in this conversation.
Well, man, it's under fucking fortune that I got with my fucking fortune cookie.
Well, that's the wrong time to read that.
Hey, it's better than the other one I got. It says, mistakes are the portals of discovery.
Well, you better jump in that portal.
I'll do it.
You know what? I'm gonna take a picture of my fortune. I'm gonna put it up on my Facebook.
Man, then you'll just be like this other dude that does that same exact thing. Cause he's weird like it. I don't fucking know.
Are we all?
Oh. Everybody gets to read my fucking fortune.
Well, maybe you'll get a few likes for it.
Yeah, maybe. We'll find out. Share to
75,000 likes on Facebook. I ain't talking about shit.
I mean, come on, man. Okay, people post up food up on Facebook and Instagram, so I might as well fucking post up my goddamn fucking fortune.
Yeah, that's like that one girl. She keeps posting up about buy my videos. I'm like, the fuck are these videos, man? But apparently they're like pornos.
Are they good?
How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Go buy one, watch it, and find out.
Go buy one? I mean, like, she's not even all that hot looking. But she could shake her ass, though. She ain't really got one, but she could shake her ass.
In other words, she likes to twerk like fucking Miley Cyrus.
Although this girl, man, she could, like, you know, do that whole, you know, right cheek, left cheek, you know.
All kinds of
shit. All crazy shit, man. Little white girl.
Yeah.
And on top of that, she likes potluck and, you know, Cottonmouth Kings and all that and shit. She got that SRH logo tatted on her back.
Owner is wreaking havoc.
Got the Cottonmouth Kings on, like, her hip.
That should be dope.
But if you want to buy one of her movies, you can go buy one of her movies. If they're still,
how
like...
How much are they?
Well... Last I checked today, they were going for $10 a piece. $10 or $15 a piece.
Man, that must be some softcore shit.
That bitch is fucking high. Boy.
Havoc would know the prices on, like, hardcore porn. I don't know the prices on that shit, man. I get that for free. Oh, yeah? I don't think anybody really buys porn.
Sure, I do.
Do you not have the internet?
No, not yet. I'm trying to say.
Well, that's why.
Yeah. Shit. Still the same.
Otherwise, you would have it free too.
Yeah, that's true. Can't wait to get mine. Shit.
He said, I can't wait to get mine.
Oh, man. Like, really?
He's going to be watching porn and shit, and somebody going to walk in like, be quiet.
Yeah, I'll be quiet, alright. You've been quiet most of the show. I'm watching.
He'd be like, I can't, man. Do you see that ass?
But she got a fat ass.
Then your mom's like, I don't care, turn it down.
It's like, that's the best thing. This mission arrival. That's great.
Random music.
Hey, Daza Kuduro.
What?
I said Daza Kuduro. Or however the fuck you pronounce that shit.
Right.
Man, he don't even know what the fuck he's listening to.
Right, it sounds like some Hispanic music to me.
Yeah, it's reggaeton. Danama.
Yeah, about that.
Warm my gun, you suck. There you go, Ghetto. Kulu. Kulu. Kulu.
What the hell was this? Gay ass people.
Yeah. I want reggaeton. Nah, fucking dumbass fucking Pitbull. He ain't reggaeton, he just recorded.
Man, I think the last time Pitbull made a good song was Bagwood. Damn it, man.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Mexican fiesta.
Break out the burritos.
Well, I don't think that quite fit for Donald Morris since he's Dominican.
Well, breakout tacos. Everybody likes tacos.
Oh, yeah, especially with
the Yeah, you see? Feels like a run up on this fucker. Go the fuck away, Pitbull, you suck, bitch!
Boom, turn it off.
Like, come on, I want to listen to fucking good shit and they bring on people.
Man, Havoc probably does what them Latin bitches be doing and whatnot on YouTube, slapping that crappy music on their TV and then videotaping himself dancing.
There we go,
some drowning pool, there we go.
Yeah. I finally switched over to the metal fucking side of my Pandora.
This came on the radio the other day. I was like, hell yeah. The only time Drowning Pool was good.
Yeah. Now it. For the new dude.
Yeah.
GOG as a fisherman tagged in some food.
Man, I swear to God, I will murder you.
You were tagged in goji berries.
What the hell is that?
Fruit.
Tag me in healthy shit.
It's Brookside dark chocolate goji berries with raspberries.
Man, I don't like any of that shit.
Fuck you. Yeah.
Tag me in like a pizza or some steak. Yeah,
tag me in a cupcake.
here, fine, ghetto. I will fucking take a picture of my empty Dunkin' Donuts box and I'll tag you in that.
Man, I want no empty box. The fuck. Man, you better be having some fucking donuts in that.
I ate them all.
You ate them.
You ate a dozen of donuts yourself?
Well, six donuts, because I had a coupon for fucking six.
Who the fuck gives out six donuts?
What the fuck?
Well, I mean, come on, man. It's been $3.99 for six donuts.
Hell, that's not bad.
How much is a dozen?
I don't know. Like I said, I had a coupon for $3.99 for six donuts.
Yeah, I love Safeway. That shit was dope.
You like what?
Safeway's donut. Me and my homie got so high with Safeway and picked out a 12. No, yeah, it was a dozen donuts. It went back and smashed them all. It was shit.
Say something about this shit.
Huh?
Wait, Safeway has fucking donuts?
He's fucking smashing them. Picked out a dozen. It's fucking high as fuck, like 7 o'clock in the morning. Just fucking picking out donuts. Like, you got some donuts for breakfast? Who's fucking high?
Man, I want a fucking donut now, you ass.
Straight up. Hey, blame it on who I had one earlier.
But of course I don't have any fucking donuts. So.
I know how that is.
Although I got other foods to eat, just no donuts.
Oh, that's bullshit.
You know, I don't think I ever remember these motherfuckers being heavy metal, but,
the hell
okay.
Is that? Doesn't even sound
the
like
Offspring. It's The Offspring. I don't ever remember them being heavy metal, but okay.
Yeah, no, not really.
Yet they're on a fucking metal station.
Aren't they the ones that sing that Pretty Fly for a White Guy?
Yes. Again, I don't know why they're on a metal station for, so I'm going to dislike this crap.
And all the girls say Chill's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
No, get it right, get them. And all the girls do is say fucking Chill is fucking pretty fly for a cracker.
Man, that don't work though.
No.
Well, then find something that rounds a cracker and put it in there.
I'll get my ass slapped.
Wait, you'll get your ass slapped? What the fuck? Man, don't turn this gay. What are you doing?
Oh, no. I heard a female something about smiling. He called someone a cracker. Hello, what the fuck?
Yeah, then you say don't. Then you said you get your ass slapped.
By that chick, maybe. I don't know.
Man gets his ass slapped like a newborn baby.
Right? No. I'm going to chop that doctor in half. She was hilarious.
Man. Yeah, she'll kill this doctor, man.
Well, that 44 ounce doctor.
Pulled him out, he smacked his ass, and then he was dead.
No, fuck that. I'll come out with the umbilical cord still attached to me, fucking busted. He got fucking.
If I could just choke them out.
like,
what the hell is this thing?
I'm strangling this nigga now.
Like in your heaven, an alien. Is that, it's a fucking predator.
Oh, man.
That's hilarious.
That's what's going to happen when you have a kid one day. It's going to come out evil as fuck and just try to kill you.
I'll be coming out shooting. He got some gun just popping and he laughed.
Come shooting out like a football.
No, coming out with a gun. Like coming out shooting with a gun. He got the gun just
I'm sure somebody put that in a movie or something.
Probably.
That'd be really interesting to see.
Alright. Some bitch comes out just popping niggas.
Man, now Havoc's moved on to pop.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Kesha.
Excuse me, he's moved on to garbage.
Man, I would fuck the shit out of her if I could.
You wouldn't.
And I would not.
He's like, I'm keeping this out. I'm keeping out.
I'm not really into dirty girls. Well, that sense of dirty anyway.
Fine, I'll move on to Selena Gomez.
There you go. At least she makes some okay things.
And she looks good in a fucking bikini.
And she's hot, yeah, so that helps.
Or in bed, yeah, go for JoJo.
It's a little too late, Havoc.
I don't think she's dating anybody. I think she's single.
I don't remember asking.
This is going to kick us off, so be back
tomorrow. Peace out, nigga cracker, nigga cracker, nigga cracker. Peace out.
Hey, look at this shit.